From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, February 15th, 2008. I don't know about Rachel. When you get out of the bed on a Friday morning, do you have just a little extra kick in your step?
It was remarkable. Usually I'm like, snooze, snooze, snooze. And today, I woke up with a little spring in my step and
ready to go.
Feeling good.
All right, because you also have Monday off because I'm going to...
It's my birthday. Clearly, I have no issues with telling everyone it's my birthday on Monday.
We're gonna let Rachel loose in the big city on Monday,
woo!
And we'll have a special guest host. I'm not gonna tell who it is.
Just yeah, stay tuned. It'll
guest
be good.
Newscaster as well.
Shaking it up here at the Bryant Park Project.
Lots of guests. This hour, we will speak to a photographer who takes pictures of things that are left behind right at the border. And by the looks of them, it seems to be things that illegal immigrants have had to abandon in their quest.
And every Friday, we round up all the news from Iraq into one big segment, and we call it The Week in Iraq. And today, we're going to talk with Anne Scott Tyson at The Washington Post.
Yeah, talking about whether or not they... withdrawal of those extra surge troops, so that'll be paused. That's the word that's being used now. Also, Bake Off. If you don't know what that is, that means you've not visited our blog nearly enough.
Shame on you.
And seen our video. We have a staff bake-off sort of in honor of Valentine's Day using various... You guys voted on the ingredients. It's kind of an Iron Chef meets bake-off meets... I don't know what else.
Top Chef.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Producer Ian Chilleg and producer Caitlin Kenny go head to head. Our NPR New York office manager, Agnes, will be the judge.
Lover. Very diplomatic, that Agnes.
She is. And that has the cutest accent ever.
I know.
We'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But we do want to get to the Bryant Park Project's big story.
7 people are dead and 15 wounded after a shooting at Northern Illinois University yesterday. A young man dressed in black entered a campus lecture hall with a shotgun and 2 handguns and opened fire, killing 6 people before taking his own life.
Now, officials have not released the shooter's name and offered no information about his motive. He had been a sociology grad student at NIU, but was not currently enrolled there. He had no police record at the university.
Student Desiree Smith was in the lecture for Geology 104 with about 100 classmates. She described what happened to WGN-TV.
You know, he just seemed to appear out of nowhere. There's... 2 doors to the auditorium where everyone sits, and then the stage part, there's a back door that like leads to the projection room, I think, or at least to another hallway, and he came in through that back door, and I just looked up and he was just there all of a sudden, so I didn't even notice that the door was opening for him to come on. I'll never forget that image of him standing there holding that huge gun.
Another student who was in the classroom, Lauren Carr, described the scene as students fled.
It was chaos. I was on the ground. I got trampled. My back had like bruises on it. People stepped on everyone. You're just trying to get out. Everyone was screaming and running, and it was really scary.
John McGinley survived the ordeal but was obviously shaken.
It's shocking and that it actually is happening right now, and I've asked my buddy a couple times, this is seriously happening right now. This is like Virginia Tech stuff, so.
Pretty scary.
Very scary.
The attack was the deadliest campus shooting since 32 people were killed at Virginia Tech last April. NIU President John Peters offered condolences to the victims and their families and urged students to seek counseling.
Campus Police Chief Donald Grady responded to questions about how to prevent this kind of campus tragedy.
You know, I wish I could tell you that there was a panacea for this kind of a thing, but you've noticed that there's been multiple shootings all over this country within the last 6 months. It's a horrendous circumstance, and as much as we do, it's unlikely that anyone would ever have the ability to stop an incident like this from beginning. Now, we do the best that we can to make certain that it doesn't go very far and that we end it very quickly, but it's very difficult to say that we could actually stop someone from beginning an incident like this.
Classes at all Northern Illinois University campuses are canceled today. That's the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.